Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Road to Serfdom, Text and Documents, the definitive edition is a scholarly presentation of F.A. Hayek's most famous warning about the political and moral risks of centralized economic planning. First published during World War II, the book argues that even well-intentioned moves toward comprehensive state direction of the economy can erode the rule of law, weaken individual freedom, and create incentives for coercive government. This definitive edition, prepared within the collected works of F.A. Hayek, adds extensive historical and editorial material that helps readers understand how the book was written, revised, debated, and received across different countries and decades. The result is not only a classic statement of liberal political economy, but also a documented intellectual event that shaped post-war discussions about socialism, welfare states, and democratic governance. Readers encounter Hayek's core argument alongside contextual documents that clarify what he meant, what he did not mean, and why the controversy around the book has endured. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, planning, power, and the drift. Toward coercion, a central theme is Hayek's claim that comprehensive economic planning tends to concentrate power in ways that democratic societies struggle to control. When the state sets detailed production targets, wages, prices, and investment priorities, officials must continually decide whose needs are most important and which groups will bear the costs. Hayek argues that these choices cannot be settled by neutral technical expertise because they involve value conflicts about distribution, sacrifice, and social priorities. As disagreements intensify, planners face pressure to impose uniformity, suppress dissent, and override local knowledge in order to keep the plan coherent. In this account, coercion is not necessarily the initial goal, but it becomes a functional requirement of enforcing a unified blueprint on a diverse society. The book also emphasizes that emergency measures, wartime controls, or crisis interventions can normalize extraordinary authority and make it harder to restore limits afterward. The edition's documentary apparatus helps trace how Hayek framed this warning for different audiences, and why he insisted that the danger lies less in specific personalities than in the institutional logic of central direction. Secondly, the rule of law versus discretionary administration. Hayek distinguishes between general, predictable rules and case-by-case administrative commands. He argues that a free society depends on the rule of law, meaning stable, publicly known rules that apply equally and allow individuals to plan their lives. In contrast, a planned economy requires constant discretionary decisions, allocating scarce inputs, granting permissions, setting priorities, and making exceptions. Even if done by capable civil servants, this discretion shifts society from governance by rules to governance by orders. Hayek worries that citizens and businesses then orient themselves toward political influence rather than productive adaptation, since success depends on access to decision makers. Over time, the legal system can be repurposed from limiting power to implementing policy goals, and rights become conditional on alignment with the plan. The definitive edition's added materials illuminate how Hayek understood liberal legality, why he thought economic controls spill into broader social control, and how critics challenged his interpretation. For readers, this topic clarifies that the book is not merely a defense of markets, but a defense of constitutional constraints and predictability as prerequisites for personal independence and pluralism. Thirdly, knowledge, coordination, and why markets matter. Another key topic is the informational challenge of directing a complex economy. Hayek is known for arguing that knowledge relevant to economic decisions is dispersed among millions of people, local conditions, changing preferences, specialized skills, and shifting opportunities. Central planning, in his view, cannot aggregate and update this knowledge fast enough to make accurate, responsive decisions. Markets, by contrast, coordinate decentralized choices through prices and competition, allowing people to adapt without any single authority understanding the whole system. In The Road to Serfdom, this argument supports the political claim. When planners cannot achieve their objectives through voluntary coordination, they are tempted to intensify control to force compliance. The definitive edition's contextual documents help readers connect the book to Hayek's broader work on spontaneous order and the limits of rationalist design. This topic also clarifies what Hayek is and is not defending. He does not portray markets as perfect or morally automatic, but as a mechanism that reduces the need for coercive direction by enabling coordination without central command. The argument becomes a bridge between economics and political liberty. Fourthly, democracy under strain, when ends replace procedure. Hayek argues that democracy is not just majority rule, but a framework of procedures and limits that protect diversity of ends. In a society committed to centralized planning, political debate tends to shift from setting general rules to fighting over a single social purpose. Once government is expected to deliver a comprehensive plan, elections become contests for control over vast administrative machinery, and losing becomes existential for groups that fear exclusion from the plan's benefits. Hayek contends that this intensifies polarization and makes compromise harder, because a unified plan implies unified priorities. He also warns about the selection pressures within such systems. Leaders who promise clarity and decisiveness can outcompete those who respect limits and pluralism. This is often summarized as a concern about why the worst can get on top, meaning that coercive roles reward traits suited to command rather than deliberation. The definitive edition helps readers see how these ideas were received in different political contexts and how Hayek attempted to separate his critique of planning from simplistic partisan slogans. The topic highlights the institutional fragility that arises when democratic legitimacy is tied to achieving detailed outcomes rather than maintaining fair, limited governance. Lastly, misreadings, historical context, and the value of the documents. Because the road to serfdom has been widely cited in political debates, it is often reduced to a caricature, either a claim that any government action equals tyranny, or, conversely, a relic of mid-century ideological conflict. This definitive edition is designed to counter superficial readings by providing authoritative text and supporting documents that situate the book in its wartime and post-war setting. Readers gain insight into how Hayek revised and clarified his claims, how early reviewers interpreted him, and how later controversies shaped the book's public image. The documents also help distinguish between Hayek's critique of comprehensive planning and the broader question of social insurance, regulation, and welfare policy in mixed economies. For students and serious readers, this topic is crucial. It encourages evaluating Hayek's argument as a structured institutional analysis rather than a slogan. The added material turns the volume into an intellectual history resource, showing how ideas travel, how they are contested, and how editorial choices affect what later generations think an author meant. In practice, the edition helps readers develop interpretive discipline while engaging a highly politicized classic. In conclusion, this edition is best for readers who want more than a popular summary of Hayek's warning. It will benefit students of political philosophy, economics, history, law, and public policy, as well as general readers trying to think clearly about how institutions shape freedom. The core value is not that it offers a single blueprint, but that it trains readers to ask hard questions about power. What happens when the state must rank everyone's needs, enforce a unified plan, and continually issue discretionary orders? Hayek's analysis can sharpen how you evaluate contemporary proposals, from emergency controls to industrial policy, by focusing on incentives, information limits, and the long-run effects on the rule of law. Compared with many similar books that either defend markets in purely technical terms or attack government in purely rhetorical terms, this definitive edition stands out for its documentary depth and editorial rigor. It equips readers to separate what Hayek argued from what later advocates and critics claimed he argued. If you want an intellectually durable classic presented with the context needed to judge it fairly, this volume is worth buying and keeping as a reference. If you would like to support FAA, Hayek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.